Public outcry at airports throughout Ohio and nationwide over the new executive order on people traveling from 7 mostly Muslim countries prompted Ohio senators to speak out. Republican Rob Portman told CNN it was put in place with too little scrutiny.
So you have an extreme vetting proposal that didn't get the vetting it should have had.
Portman says it's time to slow down and take a close look at how to proceed from here.
Our country is not as safe as it should be. I'm on the Homeland Security Committee. We've had plenty of testimony in the last couple of years about the fact that there's not adequate screening, particularly on our visa waiver programs. And, you know, so I do think we need to tighten things up. And I think there's a general consensus about that. Congress passed legislation to do so at the end of 2015. But second, we got to do it in a way that's consistent with our values.
Democratic U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown agrees. He says Trump created a humanitarian crisis.
And it made us less safe because it just gives more propaganda to people who want to do us harm.
Brown says Trump's lack of experience is even more troubling when you consider the controversial advisor he's chosen as one of his closest confidants.
It seems to me that the person most loudly whispering in the president's ear is a white nationalist, Stephen Bannon, and he has now been put on the Security Council, an unprecedented kind of move, and that concerns me that he has already found a way to have more power in this administration as a white nationalist, as a man who's played to racism, played to anti-Semitism. It's clear he's all of those things, and he has been elevated in this White House to more, it seems, than an advisory role.
A few Ohio residents, including two doctors from the Cleveland Clinic, were detained because of restrictions put in place by the executive order. Meanwhile, leaders of cities, businesses, and universities throughout the state and nation are weighing in on whether they will cooperate with federal officials by giving them information that could identify residents, employees, or students as illegal immigrants. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.